Every dealer asks this question at some point. It usually surfaces during the first few months on the floor, when you are still finding your rhythm and the procedures feel less like guidance and more like a long list of unnecessary constraints. You watch a more experienced colleague handle a situation with the kind of fluid ease that seems to bypass the official steps entirely, and a thought creeps in, does any of this actually matter? Could I just work more naturally, more efficiently, without running through every prescribed motion on every single hand? The short answer is yes, it matters. The longer answer is that understanding why will change your entire relationship with the procedures, from something you tolerate to something you actually value. And that shift in perspective, once it happens, tends to make you a noticeably better dealer almost immediately. The procedures are your insurance policy. This is the framing that tends to land hardest for new dealers, because it reorients the entire conversation. Procedures are not primarily about the casino's convenience. They are not about keeping dealers under supervision for its own sake. They are, before anything else, a layer of personal protection for you. When something goes wrong at your table, and at some point something will, the question that immediately follows is whether you are following the established process. If the answer is yes, the situation becomes far more manageable. Mistakes made within a documented, consistent framework can be identified and corrected within that same framework. If the answer is no, the picture changes completely. The moment you deviated from procedure suddenly becomes the focus of the investigation rather than the mistake itself. Even if you did nothing wrong, the deviation creates doubt, and doubt in a casino environment is a serious problem. Following the procedures means that when the unexpected happens, your conduct is already on record as correct. That is the difference between a manageable incident and a career-threatening one. During the first year or two of your career especially, this matters more than almost anything else. You are still internalizing the mechanics of the games, learning to read tables, and building your confidence under pressure. The procedures give you a reliable structure to operate within while all of that is still developing. Think of them as scaffolding around a building that is still under construction. Once the building is solid, the scaffolding becomes less visible. You do not remove it before the work is done. Your supervisor can only help you if they can see what you are doing. There is a practical dimension to procedures that rarely gets explained clearly to new dealers. Consistency is what makes effective supervision possible. When every dealer at every table works within the same established framework, a supervisor can monitor multiple games at once and spot anomalies quickly. A deviation from the expected pattern stands out immediately. An error made within the correct procedure is visible and fixable. An error made outside of it is harder to identify and harder to resolve cleanly. The speed dimension matters more than most people appreciate at first. A faster game is a more profitable game, and a more profitable operation keeps the floor healthy, which flows through to everything from staffing levels to the tip volume that lands in a dealer's pocket at the end of a shift. When procedures are followed consistently, mistakes are caught sooner, and the pace of play stays where it needs to be. When they are not, small errors compound, confusion slows the game down, and everyone at the table, including the dealer, pays for it. Then there is the surveillance layer, which new dealers consistently underestimate. The people monitoring from the cameras above are not always experienced pit staff with deep knowledge of game mechanics and table dynamics. They are trained to observe patterns and identify deviations from what is supposed to happen. When a dealer works consistently within a known procedure, surveillance can do their job effectively, and that protects everyone. When a dealer is improvising, surveillance is left guessing, and a guessing surveillance team is a problem that will eventually find its way back to the dealer doing the improvising. You are working with money. That changes everything. This is the part of the conversation that makes some people uncomfortable, but it deserves to be said plainly. You work in an environment where large amounts of cash and high-value chips change hands constantly, at speed, under pressure. Theft happens in casinos. It is not that the industry attracts dishonest people. The opportunity exists, and wherever opportunity exists at that scale, risk follows. Procedures are one of the main mechanisms by which that risk is managed and contained. This is not a reflection on the character of any individual dealer. It is simply the reality of the working environment, and understanding it removes any lingering sense that procedures are rooted in distrust of the staff. They are not. They are about creating a system in which everyone, dealers, supervisors, management, surveillance, operates within a framework that makes irregularities visible regardless of who commits them. Following the procedures protects you from false accusations as much as it protects the casino from actual misconduct. Every correct procedure you execute is a small act of professional self-defense. Understanding why is more valuable than just knowing what. There is a real difference between a dealer who follows procedures because they have been told to, and a dealer who follows them because they understand the purpose behind each one. The first kind executes reluctantly, looks for shortcuts when no one is watching, and struggles to explain their own actions if ever asked. The second kind works consistently, adapts intelligently when unusual situations arise, and carries a visible professionalism that supervisors and guests pick up on without quite being able to say why. Make it a habit to ask why. Ask with real curiosity, not as a challenge. When a supervisor corrects your technique or reminds you of a step, ask what the procedure is designed to prevent. Most experienced supervisors will appreciate the question. It signals that you are engaged and serious about developing, rather than just putting in hours. The answers you receive will accelerate your understanding of the role in ways no amount of mechanical repetition can replicate. Stay open-minded about things you do not immediately understand. Some procedures will seem overcautious or even arbitrary until the day you watch the exact scenario they were designed to prevent play out in front of you in real time. The casino floor has a way of eventually teaching every lesson. The only question is whether you learn it the easy way or the hard way. How your relationship with procedures evolves. Here is something worth understanding about those senior dealers who seem to work with effortless ease. They did not get there by ignoring procedures. They got there by internalizing them so completely that execution became instinctive. What looks like freedom from the rulebook is actually the rulebook running so deeply in the background that it no longer requires conscious attention. The goal was never to escape the procedures. It was to absorb them until they became part of how you naturally think and move at the table. As your experience builds and your competence becomes established, you will naturally find your own rhythm within the framework. Seasoned dealers develop a style that is recognizably their own while still operating within the required structure. That is what professional maturity looks like in this industry. Confident, practiced execution of the procedure rather than an escape from it. The rules become less visible because they have been so thoroughly absorbed, they have not gone anywhere. One more reason that tends to get overlooked. Management understands exactly why the procedures exist. In many cases, they help design them, or they work within systems built with a great deal of experience behind them. The dealers who show that they understand the reasoning behind the rules, and not just the rules themselves, are the ones who get noticed when supervisory positions become available. The ability to enforce procedures credibly, explain them clearly to newer staff, and embody them visibly at the table is a core part of what separates a strong dealer from a strong supervisor candidate. If you have any ambition to progress in this industry, and you should, because the growth available to someone willing to put in the work is real, your relationship with procedures is part of your career strategy. The people making promotion decisions are watching how you handle the fundamentals. The simple version of all of this. Follow the procedures, especially early in your career. They protect you, support your supervisors, and signal to everyone around you that you take the work seriously. Ask questions when something does not make sense. Stay curious about the why behind the what. Be the dealer who understands the system well enough to explain it, not just perform it. The procedures will ease into the background as you grow. You will stop thinking about them the way a new driver stops thinking about checking mirrors, not because you have stopped doing it, but because it has become part of how you operate without requiring deliberate effort. That is the destination. You only get there by going through the process properly. There is no shortcut around it. The dealers who resist this early on almost always come to understand it eventually. The ones who embrace it from the start simply get there faster, with a lot fewer unnecessary complications along the way.